This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Wildfires rushed across a dozen western states yesterday. In South Dakota's Black Hills, a fire burns outside the town of Hot Springs.
When I left Hot Springs, there was ash falling from the sky. It was almost like a snowstorm.
We talked to Kelly Stover at the Great Plains Dispatch Center, where she's filling in during the fire. Her husband is a firefighter. He got worried after Saturday's lightning storm and asked her to head over to Alibaugh Canyon and let him know what she saw. What she witnessed was the birth of a wildfire. Two trees were burning, then a wall of fire leapt out of the canyon.
You know, I thought I would be calm, but once I seen that wall of flames coming, it was so surreal. It was like, I just got to leave.
One resident was killed and two firefighters were injured.
The fire was actually acting almost like a tornado within the fire. The fire whirls were so extreme that it started pushing the fire north, south, and east in all three directions at the same time. And at that point, they had to pull firefighters back because of safety concerns.
The Alibaugh Canyon fire is small compared to many others burning, just a few thousand acres. But Kelly Stover says because of the drought, it will take weeks, even months, for it to burn out.